Chapter 2. Losing the Wild Bunch Gang. Daring Do glanced back at the massive locomotive careening in their direction but kept up her pace, running alongside the tracks. Slingshot and his boys chased after her, calling out gibberish commands to one another over the noise. It sounded like they were going to try to corral her like a cow. Daring laughed to herself at the notion. The adventurer slowed down slightly, letting the boys gain on her. Then, right as Spaghetti tossed his lasso at her, Daring Do spread her wings and soared to the top of one of the train cars. North Star and Spaghetti ran straight into each other, tumbling to the dusty ground in a heap. But Slingshot didn't miss a beat. He hoisted himself into an open door of one of the cars, which was filled with bales of hay and fat, oinking pigs.
"Get off me, swine!"
he cursed at a snarfing piggy who began to lick him as if he were a snack. Up above, Daring Do ran along the top of the moving train, wings outspread. She was about to spring up into the sky when she saw an opening in the caboose. Perfect! If she could hop in and close the trap door, she would be able to shut Slingshot out. The Pegasus looked back over her shoulder. Her pursuer was covered in pig muck and struggling to find his hoofing on the roof. The mud was making it difficult for him to get a firm grip.
"I'm gonna get you,"
he shouted with a wild spark in his eye. The puffs of smoke coming from the chimney wafted back into his face, causing him to sputter and cough. Daring used the opportunity to lower herself into the open door, leaving it slightly propped open, and then hang on to the lip of the opening. She looked down and saw two snarling tigers. Not a place she could stay for long. A few seconds later, Slingshot's face appeared right above her, blocking the whole passage. If he slammed the door shut, Daring Do would be stuck in the train car with no way out.
"You're trapped now, Daring Do."
Slingshot smiled in wicked triumph, his mane blowing in the rushing wind as the desert scenery whipped past them.
"Give me the crown, or you're riding all the way to the frozen north with your new friends."
The tigers growled in response, circling below as the two ponies negotiated.
"It's a diadem,"
Daring snarled, pulling her body up so her face was right next to his.
"And it belongs with its sister, in a museum."
Daring then grabbed Slingshot's lasso, wrapped it around him, and then swung his whole body over to the next car. He fell right into another open trapdoor, screaming. Daring flew up out of the car and over to the open door. She shouted down at Slingshot, who had landed in a big pile of elephant dung.
"Maybe you can visit the exhibition sometime, Slingshot. Tell them Daring Do sent you."
Slingshot grunted in response, trying to rub the dung from his eyes. Daring waited so he could watch her fly off into the sky, victorious.